hearts full of gratitude, Lord, because of your goodness, mercy, and grace you have made available to us at this same time, especially for making known to us your perfect will, your mind, for your program at this end time. Thank you, Lord, for the past services since we started this teaching on the revelation or the revealed seven seals. We bless you, Eternal Father, for the blessing so far. We believe, Eternal Father, as we have come as individuals, you have your blessings in store for us, Lord Jesus, because we are in expectation of you to do wonderful things, great and mighty things that you have promised, Lord, to do where your people are gathered in your name, where two or three are gathered in your name, you say you will be there, Lord, to grant their heart desires, to deliver the sick, deliver the captive, heal the sick, fill with the Holy Spirit, take the same to higher ground, impart the faith of the Son of God. Lord, to manifest yourself, to stretch out your hand, to do great and mighty things. Lord, we know you can do those things in simplicity, and we also want to see them manifested in our lives. Oh, gracious Lord, our hearts are open unto you, Holy Spirit, the revealer of the world, one that made known to our prophet a mystery that you have assigned him to reveal at this end of time. We commit ourselves to you, that you give us understanding, that you give us revelation, that the same spirit that brought the world to our prophet, that will reveal the world to him, that opened the seal, the great lamp, will come and open our eyes also. Come and give us understanding, Lord. Lord, because the understanding of this and the revelation of this matters a lot to us. We pray, gracious Lord, that you will do something special in the life of everyone this evening. That this word as it goes forth, Master, the life, Lord, that has been loosed by the revelation of this seed that you have sent to restore our heart back to the heart of our Pentecostal Father, will take effect to the glory and honor of your name in the heart of your sons and daughters tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Take absolute control. Holy Spirit, have your way. It is your kingdom. It is your program. Come and take absolute control. Oh, gracious Lord, let your presence be so mighty here, Lord, that we will enjoy your fellowship. Lord, take all the glory. Hasten the step of those that are yet to be here. Bless all your servants everywhere they are gathered tonight. Our pastor, Asapole, Brosam at Ekoma, and other servants of yours everywhere, your people, wherever they are gathered. Make yourself known in their midst. Glorify your holy name. Thank you, Father. We bless and we honor you. At the end of the service, we will all give thanks and praise to your name. For we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Good evening. We welcome ourselves to the evening service. Wednesday service. This is not prayer meeting tonight. Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4.
Okay, second.
And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the beast, second beast, say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great salt.
Ẹsìn mìíràn ti pupa sí jáde, a sì fi agbára fún ẹni tí ó jókòó lórí rẹ̀ láti gba àlàáfíà kúrò lórí ilẹ̀ ayé, àti pé kí wọn kí ó máa pa ara wọn, a sì fi ìdá ńlá kan ní lọ́wọ́.
The Lord had his blessings to the reading and hearing of his word to our hearts.
Ọlọ́run fi gbogbo sí kádìgbò rẹ̀ náà kan wá.
Let us be seated.
Jẹ́ ká jókòó.
I'm trusting that the Lord will help me. Yeah, so be able to, by the grace of God, we're going to finish the second seat tonight. So by God's grace, on Friday, we'll start the third seat.
And on Friday, we'll not have to have a
now we'll start and finish. Yes. We'll start and finish.
Yeah. Friday.
Well, I have learned to, since the prophet had left so much background. We just take backgrounds, little backgrounds that we feel is relevant to the seal that we are going to look at.
And then we
go straight to that seal. Yes, so that we will be able to conserve our time. My intention is that that last Wednesday, if God helping me,
will
be used to do the summary. That's what I intend that will do for us. So if God helps me on
Friday,
if I'm able to finish the third seal and start the fourth seal. Yes, I'm able to start the thing. One of them is laughing there. Well, I said, if God helps me.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, depending on the pool also that come from the congregation.
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's my plan, that I'm able to, use the last Wednesday for revision. Of the first to the seventh seal.
Where's it? Okay. Let's see. Yes.
The percentage. Seven seals. In summary. God bless you. Last Sunday evening.
Your Sunday to go.
We read the same scripture.
I can remember you can now.
As Revelation chapter 6. Verses 3 and 4. Yes, we started with a seal. But we could not finish. We cover a very good grant. I will want to kind of start at a point here this evening. Praise be to God. The prophet, in referring to the first seal, made us to understand that the first horse rider, the white horse rider, told us that the prophet told us he started as a deed of the Nicolaitans. Yes. And the prophet said at that stage it was a spirit.
Meaning
it won't be crowned. Because the Revelation chapter 6 verses 1 to 2 says that and the crown was given to him. So it was an antichrist. The prophet was an antichrist spirit among the people. And when he became incarnated, the spirit of the devil became incarnated in the man. Yes, he became a false prophet, teaching false doctrine. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
It was then he was crowned. And he was enthroned. Praise be to God. This was the stage that the Antichrist was. When he was during the first three ages. Yes. He was operating during those three church ages. Countering the original war that has been given to Brother Paul. And coming to the second seal, Abraham made us to know as we begin from paragraph 227 of the second seal. 227. Now let us go to the second seal. When the risen lamb opened this seal, the second seal. Okay, this isn't working yet. But I thought you said you came to repair it. It will come up. Oh, that's good. Well, I have my tab here. It's for the sake of the interpreter to be able to see.
Thank you for your video.
All right.
Only a computer to
so, when the lamb opened this second seal, the beast like a calf. Calf like beast. Yes. Yeah. Came.
Wow.
He said to John, come and see.
Yeah.
What the seal, the mystery of the seal is. The prophet said, remember, the lamb has to open every seal. So, and this second seal, a beast announced the opening. As
he
read it. And from what we have said earlier, it's good that we remind ourselves also that the beast here is the beast with the face like that of a calf or ox. Yes. That came to hope. I mean, that announced the opening of the second seal. Yes. And as we said before, this beast that had a face like that ox was the beast of body. Yes. And that was the anointing that God sent to this fourth age. We are now talking about the seal that pertaining to the fourth age.
Oh, I was only by two.
Do you understand?
So you are.
If you don't understand, raise your
hand. Jaguars, okay.
Oh, yeah. The beast that announced the opening of the first seal has the face like that of a lion. Is that? And from the revelation of the fifth seal, God opened that Ishipayani. Yes. God opened it unto the prophet. To see that beast. That beast that has a face of a lion. Operated within three ages. Can you give us the chart? You need to understand that. You must know the positioning of the seal so that you will know the operation of the Antichrist in a particular age.
Have
you
seen?
Do you have it there? What is going on with your this thing now?
All
right. Okay, you have it there now. Look at lion. Yeah. Under it is the white horse rider. Can you see it? That white is the symbol of the white horse rider. You can see that it is above 3 ages. It covers 3 ages. Ephesus, Smyrna, and Pergamos. That white. Yeah, that white spread up to three, cover these 3 ages. Ephesus, Smyrna, and Pergamos. That white. And then you will trace it up. You see the limit of the lion. It's also in line with the where the white heads. That is the anointing that combated that antichrist spirit within the three church ages. So we are now in the red horse rider, which is the fourth church age. You can see the
Thyatira,
and it's within that. That is the age. That is the what do we call this age now? The age of the persecution.
Yes.
The black dark ages. We call it the dark age. Yeah. It's the fourth age, is the dark age, Thyatiran church age. Are we together now? So the us that was ridden by Satan. The horse, not Malu. He did not ride cow.
No.
Okay. He rode horse.
Yes.
The horse, red horse.
Oh, Esu Pa Togun.
Yes.
Exactly. Esu Pa Togun. Yeah.
The red horse.
Esu Pa Togun.
Rider. Rode that red horse.
Ogun Esu
Pa. In the fourth church age.
Ni by Jokeri.
Can you see there? And from the opening of the seven of the from the opening of this second seal, then we know truly that the fourth church age was the dark age. When many believers were slaughtered, which will come martyrs. Praise the Lord. Let's continue. I just want to give us that understanding as we continue.
Yeah.
So he said, come and see what the seal mystery is. Now we get it. The Lamb, remember, has to open every seal. And if you notice, in the routine of where we just went through with the church ages, is the same thing. The first was a lion. The next was a calf or ox or something, you see. And this beast said, come and see. Now, when the Lamb opened the seal, and then John went to see, and when he walked in, what happened? Let's see what he found there now. Come and see. There's a mystery, seal of air, that has been here now for 2,000 years about. Let's see what it is. Now we found out that he saw a red horse go forward. Oh yes. Now, to my understanding, this great sword that he had in his hand, we got about three things to look at now. For about the next 15 minutes, it's likely 15 minutes because the prophet they don't speak. Let us read and see what it says here. The fourth verse. Let's repeat it again. He said, there went out another horse that was red. The first one was white.
We saw Peter koko fufuni.
And power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth.
Asifi agbara fe to joko lori esi yi lati mu alaafia ko laye.
That they should kill one another.
Pe ki won le ma para won.
And that was given to him aggression.
Asifi da la kan le lowo.
Now there is a symbol here.
Awon abilele je ni.
Yes, and we want to look at them real close.
Asifa fe wa wo won timo timo bayi.
But to my understanding, the best that I know now, you see, Jesus predicted the same thing in Matthew chapter 24. He said, now you are going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. And just wars and rumors of wars and wars. And but say, all these aren't yet. Yeah, time isn't yet. So they asked Jesus three questions. And he answered them in three questions. He was answering what they asked.
Two, three.
Yes. He didn't apply it all to the last days. He said, do we hear? Now we are working on this one thing here. We will come to some more of it in a few nights. Yeah, when other seas are opened. Yes. Look, he said, you hear of wars and rumors of wars. And so forth. Then he said, all these things. They will go back again. Then they will deliver you up. And so forth like that. The prophet was just paraphrasing. He was just quoting. He's not reading the scripture. Yeah, he was just quoting Matthew 2:34. But when he got to the time when he was going to talk to them about what they asked him about, the end of the world, when will all these things be? When will there not be one stone left upon another? What will the sign be? And where will be the sign, the coming? When we be coming, the end of the world, they asked him three.
Yeah.
Then, when he got down to the end of the world, he said, when you see the fig tree putting forth its
bud,
yes. He said, I know you know that the time is at the door.
I'm verily
I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass until all be fulfilled. The prophet said, how the infidel without interpretation likes to lay onto that.
Yes.
God bless you. And see, he said, this generation, not the generation that he was talking to. He was speaking prophetically. You see, not the generation that he was talking to. He was talking to the generation that see the fig tree putting forth this
bud.
And Israel is the fig tree. Yes. And Israel, the prophet said, the generation that will see Israel becoming a nation, a recognized nation in the international world, in the Committee of Nations. Abraham that understood that. Are you with me? Jesus just said that when you see the fig tree bud, and we know that by the prophet that the fig tree is Israel. And by divine understanding, he's able to know also that it is Israel becoming a nation in the Committee of Nations, being recognized.
Yes.
And that happened in 1947 according to the prophet. The prophet said, the same night that the angel of the Lord visited me that night when he was giving his commission.
You
remember that angel that visited me in the cave where I went to pray?
Angel na to wa sibi ho na lati gbe woli
wo and told him that your misunderstood life has been for you to understand that you are called and you are giving gifts to go into the world. So that is where he, more and more and more of it was told him, which is not what we are discussing here.
Yeah.
So the night that angel went to Abraham to give him his commission, that was the same day that Israel became a nation, that the treaty for Israel to become a recognized nation with his own standing army. Must have his own recognized currency. Must have a defined territory. Must have a population. Those are four criteria that makes a nation recognized. Must have his own standing army that will defend his territory. Must have his own defined territory. Just like you know when you see the map of Nigeria, know this Nigeria. So Nigeria has its own defined territory. So anybody who comes into Nigeria is encroaching.
No,
I mean by the map of Nigeria. We don't have by the map of I mean this. Just bear with me. Whichever way it looks. This is Nigeria.
I want Nigeria like yours. Okay, yo.
This map you see. This tell you this is Nigeria. All Nigeria. These boundaries. This is a defined boundary. So outside of that place, it's not Nigeria. Yeah, they are all boundaries. That Nigeria shares boundary with. Although this is river, whatever. So this is a defined territory. Israel has its own defined territory. I don't know the map of Israel. That's what I will have put on the board. But with this now, you understand what I'm talking about. Defined territory. And this is the territory that is under threat now. Yes. That all these insurgencies and rest of them, they are trying to claim from Nigeria. Yeah, they want to claim it from Nigeria. And if Nigeria does not have a standing army,
Nigeria
will not be able to defend the territory. You understand? Alright. So the fig tree was Israel. And Israel became a nation. Now I just want to ask you something. Just look at something right here in the face. Israel is now, for the first time for 2,500 years, a
nation.
Yeah, the oldest flag in the world is flying over Jerusalem tonight. Israel is in our homeland. Israel is converted as a nation. Yes, not as a person. Every one of us in Nigeria, every individual must be converted. Because he is taking a bride among the Gentiles.
And it is one here, one there,
one here, one there, one here, one there, one here, one there. But for Israel,
it's
a nation. And when we say nation, we are not talking about the entire population within Israel. We are saying that all Jews shall be saved. The true Jews that God knows everything about them. Now, the Jews, there are some of them that believe the gospel. And they became born again. Are you with me? They are not counted as Jews, they are counted as the bride.
Ah, can we see ya Jews? But can we see Yahweh Jesus?
Part of them was Peter, John, James, and the rest of the first apostles. Are you getting me now? They are counted as part of the bride. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me? Yes. They were the ones that started the church on the day of
Pentecost.
And it is to their teaching. It is to the same spirit that they receive. That this message, this seal, and the subsequent messages the prophet preached, are to impart our life, to turn our heart back to those things that they believe. Are you ready? Praise be to God. So, those who will do that, they are not counted as
Jews.
In terms of salvation. There are some that will fall among the foolish virgins. Are you with me? There are starting Pentecostal churches here and there. Based on God's ordination. Yes. And some of them, they are going to be there during the Great Tribulation, like we said on Sunday. Yeah, for 3.5 years. That is left for Israel. Out of that 1 week, it remains 3.5 years for Israel. This is what it means. If rapture takes place today, then it means that the world has 3.5 years. To experience great tribulation, which will be ended by third world war. Are you getting me now?
So you are buying.
Everything will be destroyed. Just like, let me clear that also. It is during that time when we refer to it that the Antichrist will make covenant with Israel. But it will not appear as Antichrist by that time. Because
it
will take the kingdom by flattery. And if he has already declared himself as an Antichrist by that time, they will run away from him. So he will come in steadily, deceivingly. And Israel will form alliance with him because they also have money. Yes, it is Rome and Israel that has the money of the world in their hand.
Yeah.
So all these things that are going on now, the economic crisis that we have in the world, now you will see that Iran has blocked the channel through which sheep and the rest of it take things in there, and there is escalation of prices of products all over the nations of the world. From that area. That has caused escalation of prices. And then prices of products are shoot up. And,
yes.
And eventually, when the world economy crumbles, and is no way out of it, that's when this man, This Antichrist in his deception, then he will come up that I have a solution to the world economic problem. Then he will come in It will come up.
Yo, jade wa.
By the time it comes up,
but wa wa o.
Then it becomes something else.
Yo, wa din kame.
And so during that time, by the time he forms a covenant, he makes covenant with Israel. And then after that, he will turn his back and show his color. When Israel, by the time Israel recognizes that, oh, this is this man. He has disciples into this. The true Israelites, the true Jews, which are the 144,000, will not worship him. Will not take the mark, then he will kill them. Is that clear?
So you are.
Then he will kill them. Because this 144,000 will of necessity be with us in the millennium.
During
these 3.5 years of great tribulation. Yes, 3.5 years of great tribulation. Moses and Elijah, according to Revelation chapter 11, we've been in Israel.
Moses and Elijah, we go back to
preach to this 144,000. This same gospel that you are listening to. And they will receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before they are killed. So that will make it possible for them. By that they have eternal life.
So
they will be able to stay with us in the millennium of 1,000 years. There is no human being. No human being will be in that place. That will be in the millennium. That will break the commandment of God. Where he says that just that thou dost shalt thou return. That's one part. Then that one went further to say that the day you will die, that day shall surely die. And Jesus in John chapter 11. Further expatiated on that. To let us know that he that believed in me, though he were dead, he shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That talks about the sleeping saints who will resurrect. And that talks about us, living saints. Upon which the rapture will come. That we will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye. And then we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And we shall live with the Lord together with, you know. Praise be to God. So of necessity, there must be dropping of this body that cannot inherit eternal life. Yes, it must be dropped. We that are alive, what will happen to this body is a transformation. We shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And this body will be changed to a glorified body. Because we cannot be in this body and be in the millennium. Glory be to God. God bless you.
Hold on.
All right. So Israel is the fig tree.
Israel is the okotona.
Now notice, but he said when you. Okay. Yeah. But now notice, he said, when you see the fig tree and all the other trees putting forth their buds, he said, now watch. The prophet said, there's never been a time for 2,500 years that Israel has ever come to our homeland. Yes. We got the little show of 3 minutes to midnight, you know. There she is, a nation. The 6-point star of David. Flying.
David,
and all these things. Has there ever been a time that the denomination has ever had revivals like they had in the last few years?
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Now just study it. We are at home. When did the denomination ever bloom out under any man's ministry? Like it has of Billy Graham's, Methodists, Baptists, and so forth. When was there ever a time a man sat down through history that ever went forth to the church former? By the name ending with H-A-M.
Before
Abraham. A-B-R-A-H-A-M.
Abraham, letter B.
Abraham's name has seven letters.
Letter B. Chiluni.
A-B-R-A-H-A-M. But our brother Billy Graham has G-R-A-H-A-M. Six, not seven. Yeah. Six, not seven. The world, that's where he is ministering to. Church natural was Lot in Sodom. And when this fellow went down there and preached and blinded them by the gospel, you will remember that the prophet told us there are three red planters. Let's go down one here this evening. There are three red planters. Don't mention it. Can anybody remember the three red planters? Among the sisters? Among the sisters? You know the three red planters? If you know, just raise your hand. I will call you. It's all right. God bless you. Yeah, William Mary Abraham. He was the planter for the bride. Billy Graham planted for the Orthodox denomination. Why? Ora Robert planted for the Pentecostal denomination. That is where Abraham is coming to now. Where he's telling us that at the end time, when did you ever see the church having, you know, such a revival like
that?
And with a man having a name ending with H-A-M. Look, that is not a coincidence in the history. Are you with me? It takes prophetic eyes to catch that. The denomination don't know nothing about that. Billy Graham is just their head planter. Robert was just the head planter to the Pentecostal denomination. The spirit, the type of the word, of the seed rather, that Robert sold to the Pentecostal denomination is what they still operate under. That what they operate under.
Oh, you are labor. It is any not to share.
Yes. They pull for money.
I want your man beg.
They are the one that pull for money.
I want no man beg before go. We can chat. Go work.
We
are full brain.
We took it in Sunday school here.
I don't know.
We are a robot. Came with a revelation, with a message to the world. To he broadcast.
Okay, the renew.
That God told him that you should go and build university.
We go local university.
And that if you could not, that if you could not get certain amount of money within certain time, that God will kill him.
We to oversee re oye wo kan pato ni akoko pato polo wo paun.
I'm not making that up. I have taught it here in Sunday school sometimes ago. When we're comparing the ministry of William Branham as the air planter for the bride, and Billy Graham and Ora Robert as air planter for the two other denominations. Yeah, was Abraham that we never pull for one cobble in his meetings. The meeting we have to sponsor itself, or he won't have any meeting. Praise be to God. So now Abraham told us here that this period, Orarugo Billy Graham went to Sodom.
Billy Graham lost his Sodom
to go and preach.
That's not Wasu.
Orarugo went to Sodom.
Orarugo now lost his Sodom
to go and preach.
That's not Wasu.
According to Revelation, according to Genesis chapter 19. He started from Genesis chapter 18. Where Elohim visited Abraham. And he told Abraham what was going to take place in Sodom and Gomorrah. And God told him that where? I'm telling you because I know this is this. You know, I'm going to do this. I will not hide what I want to do there.
Oh no, so for Abraham, we on to fe she ni Sodom at Gomorrah. Oh, if we come for Abraham,
well, in order not to take our time.
That magba koko wa.
We know that the two angels that went to Sodom.
I'm about one girl. We get to lo see.
The type will Billy Graham and Ora Robert.
Akagwe Billy Graham at Ora Robert.
That's what Abraham said. The preaching of these two preachers.
He was to one.
Would
was
blinded the Sodomites.
Oh, for I will be Sodom lo.
Yes. He blinded them. You go and read Genesis chapters 18 and 19. Then you will see what happened there. Praise be to God. So, but there was one who stayed with Abraham. And Abraham called him Elohim. Remember where Elohim came to Abraham? And he renewed his promise to Abraham. The promise concerning Isaac. And he came. And he asked Abraham, where's your wife, Sarah? And Abraham said, oh, she's in the tent behind you. And I said, well, by this time next year, by this time of the year, I'll visit you and Sarah shall have it.
Sarah,
upon hearing that in the tent, Sarah laughed off her sleeve.
Sarah, and
my Lord, are we still going to have pleasure after so many years of which we have forgotten about that? And it has ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. The prophet said, all the milk vein in her breast have dried. Nothing can happen to her. A woman is already gone. A woman of 89 years old. And Abraham too, his body was as good as dead.
Abraham,
yes. And then Elohim asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Like somebody outside there where we park our cars. Like Abraham and Elohim and the two angels.
Oh, Abraham and Elohim at Yoku.
Two angels. Yes.
Abraham
I want to emphasize that. Because three of them came to Abraham.
To Riameta.
It was
not be Abraham.
Yes. So it was Elohim talking to Abraham.
Abraham.
And was the one like they were outside there. And Sarah was inside here. And Sarah laughed inside and said, is it possible for me and my husband to have anything again? These visitors, my husband received some visitors anyhow. And Elohim told Abraham, why did Sarah laugh?
Is it Sarah red?
Abraham too will be surprised.
No, Abraham, Papa, Len.
But Sarah heard.
Sarah, God.
As she came out, I said, I did not laugh.
What Sarah just the only one ran.
God told her, you did laugh.
Oh no, so we no ran.
You can imagine the standards on Elohim's face.
Elohim,
but this time around, Elohim was not an angel. He came as a human being. The prophet said what God did was that he told his two angels that they were going to visit Abraham according to his promise. He's the creator. He just took cosmos. And then the prophet said he blew into it. And he has a Michael, which of them, to enter into it. Step into it. One of the angels, step into it. And then
that
was stepped into it. And then he blew into it and said, you step into this. And then he carried the same thing and blew into it and he stepped into it. And they were walking towards Abraham's house. Like a human being. That's why Abraham gave us that understanding that it's Elohim that came to Abraham. Now, how did he know? Look at the sign that he displayed before Abraham. First, he asked Abraham, where is Sarah, your wife? Which was a new name of Sarah. A name had just been changed to Sarah from Sarah. Then Abraham must have chuckled.
Abraham,
how did he know? The new name of my wife.
It
must be somebody. And then another time when he now discerned the thought of Sarah's heart inside. I said, why did Sarah laugh? Abraham knew that this is Elohim. The very man that changed the name of changed his own name and changed Sarah's name. When he now told him, that by this time of the next year, Sarah shall have a child.
Sarah, you'll be a mokune kao.
Then he knew that this is really Elohim.
Elohim.
That's why when they approach unto him with the inspiration that was upon him, he saw the three of them. He knew one of them is Elohim. So he said, my Lord, not my Lord. When the two angels that followed Elohim to Abraham's house, when they left and they went to Sodom, according to Jehovah's Elohim's instruction, when Lot saw them, what did he say? He said, my Lord, praise be to God. So one stay with Abraham. The one that stayed with Abraham manifested the sign of the
Messiah.
Not to any other person, but to Abraham and his household, which Abraham called the bride. And the prophet called those in Sodom denomination. And the prophet told us that God made a promise in the last days. According to Luke 17:30. Excuse me. That is going to repeat again. Praise be to God. And that, as it happened, praise be to God. Amen. Let's now move forward because of our time.
261.
Let us now consider what John saw. Let's now consider what John saw. Then, of these things, what he saw. A red horse rider. Alright. A red horse. And his rider goes forth. Power given to him to slay with a great sword. Now, here is my revelation of it. My revelation, not Abraham's personal view. Remember, it is revelation of the seven seals. Praise be to God. Now here is my revelation given to him by the Holy Spirit. Now, this Satan, this is Satan again. It is the devil again. In another form. Praise be to God. As I said the other night, and trumpets pertaining to the civil wars. Sorry. Now we know that this is. Okay, he omitted that. And trumpet pertaining to civil war, like he said the other night. That's the first seal. when he was breaking down the different symbols in the first seal, that the trumpet, when it blew, it's announcing civil war. And you see, among the people, among nations, but you find out here that this man has a sword. So it pertains to church. This is divine revelation. So it pertains to church. Because the sword that is in hand pertains to the church. Political war. Now, you might not think that, but just watch it in a minute. Just a few minutes. Notice the change of color of those horses. Praise be to God. It changed the color of the horse. From white horse. After he has rode for 3 ages. And he has accomplished what he's going to accomplish under the white horse. He jump on the red horse again. The same person. He jump on the red horse. For another mission. Continuation. A greater dimension of his evil work. A greater dimension of his evil work.
Praise.
So notice the change of the color of the horses. Same rider. Change of color of horses. And the horse is a beast. And the beast in the Bible, under a symbol, represents power. Praise be to God. The same system riding on another color, power. Yes. The same system. Yes, that's correct. From the innocent white to a bloody red. From innocent white. Lati inu fufu. Yes. To the red horse. When he first started, the prophet said, watch him now, how he is coming. When he first started, he was just a little doctrine in among the people called the Nicolaitans. As I said just before we commence this. Yeah. Now, that's Revelation chapter 2 verse 6. Yes. You know, the deed of the Nicolaitan. And if you want to put it down, that's Revelation chapter 2 verse 6. He wouldn't slay anything. It is just a doctrine. By that time, the doctrine that was contrary to the world, it was called the Antichrist. Different stages of it. From that doctrine, from the spirit of Nicolaitan, changing to doctrine, which could be taught by the first prophet, and then becoming a king, and was crowned.
That's why Diladi.
Praise be to God. He wouldn't say anything. It's just a doctrine, just a spirit among the people. Now he will slay nothing. Oh, he was so innocent. While he was on the white horse, riding on this white horse, where, you know, we can have a great worldwide church. You know, that was his notion. That was what he was teaching the people, proposing to the people. innocent. You just propose something that sounds very fine, look fantastic, but the discerning heart with the Spirit of God, we place those things through the scripture. The thinking man's faith. Now I was thinking about something. That the believers in the dark ages, they didn't know the things that we know. They didn't know the Antichrist. How did they get to know him? By the Spirit of God that was dwelling inside of them. When anything contrary to the word of God was proposed to them, they knew the difference. They knew the difference. No matter how close to the truth. Do you know that's in line with the scripture? The elected can never be deceived. And that runs through all the ages. We know the Antichrist today. We know that it is the Pope that is going to, that is the man that is the man of sin. Don't we? But they didn't know. It was the teaching that was going on. That they decided that this anointing of lion. When I make mention of something, I'm pointing to the board, soon to that place. You get busy with me. You keep looking at me. It's me you keep looking at. Because you are serving our purpose. While you are there, it will respond to what we want you to display. And that on time. Praise God. That's why we have the charts there. When we appoint, as many times as we want you to display, praise be to God. Yeah, we can have a great white church. We can call it the universal church. They still do. Alright, see? Oh, it's perfectly innocent. Oh, it's so innocent. It's just a group of men. We all get together for fellowship, see? It's very innocent. It's white. The white horse was. Praise be to God. But when this awful deceiving spirit, paragraph 265. But when this awful deceiving spirit, man, incarnated in incarnate spirit, this doctrine spirit becomes incarnated to take the place of Christ into a man, then he must be worshipped. Yes. Then turn to be a worship like Christ. In other words, it has been right here, it is at Vatican, it is written on the head of the Pope, the Charis Billy Day. We projected it last Sunday, Abby. Right. We project it. Can you project it for us? Once again. And it is written in Roman numerals. Now, just draw a line at the bottom of those Roman numbers. Vicarius Filii Dei means instead of the Son of God. He, in other words, is a vicar. You know what a vicar is? Well, you know who a vicar is? Just it takes the place of something. He is the vicar instead of the Son of God, who is sitting on that throne. Who who is sitting on that throne? He's the Pope. He has this vicarious vilide written on the seat. Why is
it there?
We have displayed. Vicarious vilide. And we say V. If you apply Roman numbers to those alphabets, you can see vicarious. Give us the way the first, the second page, or the second, the first. No. That's a place. All right. Let's look at this. You can see numbers V. V, you can use V in a Roman number. It means it has a value. All of us in our primary school days, we were taught Roman numerals. Isn't it? Yes. You can see that. See the relevance of it? In God's economy. Can you see the Roman numeral in God's economy? V is 5. 1 is 1. The value of 1. C is 100 in Roman numeral. And 1 is 1. V is 5. So, vicaries. S does not have value. R does not have value. So adding V plus 1, 5 plus 1 plus 100 plus 1 plus 5 gives us 112. Are they coming to Philly? There's no Roman value for F. There's one for 1, there's one for L, one for 1. You know, so 1 plus 50. 50 is L, so that gives us 53. 1, 1, 1, 3 plus 50, 53. And then D in Roman numeral is 500. There is no value for he, there is value for I. And 500 plus 1 give us 501. So adding everything together, vicaries 112. Philly, 53. Dei, 501. So adding all of them together gives us 666. Now somebody, when Abraham was talking about this, somebody challenged Abraham and told Abraham that your name too in another language
could
mean 666. Abraham said, but I am not the one sitting on seven hills. Yes. No, you don't play with the prophet. You can only play with the theologian. And I'm not also written in the Bible like that. It's pertaining to so many other things go with it, not just that. We have a lot of scripture, Romans chapter 17. Talking about that beast. Revelation chapter 17.
If you look at Tagloku, what's that Roman?
Let's say Roman. Revelation. Thank you.
God bless you, sir.
Well, when you talk too much, you know. But it's a good talk anyway. Praise be to God. So now we see the relevance of this. The problem made us to know that Satan is the head of all political powers.
Satan in your
yes. Yeah. And the Bible said, let us, okay, let's look at this. But when this evil deceiving spirit incarnate, yes, okay, well, I think we are past that. And the Bible said, let him that has the gift of wisdom count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. And you take Vicarius Vilide and draw a line with Roman number, the V for 5 and I for 1, and add it up and see if you haven't got 666. In this Revelation chapter 17. Okay, let's move on. We'll get something here. because of our time here. The Bible said he will be sitting in the temple of God. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In the temple of God, worshipped like God. Worship like God. When that little dirty become incarnate, become an incarnate, it become a vicar instead of the Son of God. See, oh my, that's awful deceiving spirit. If you want to read that, read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, and you can see what it is. Praise be to God. Now, 272. As we are, when Satan is incarnate, this super religious man, then he unites the church and the state together. So that he will have the power to wedge his sword and wave it the way he wants to wave, and use it the way he wants to use it, and use it to kill as much as he's able to kill. Now when he is head demon incarnate in this super religious man, as the Bible predicts, then he unites his church and the state. Both of his own powers unite together. The prophet is giving us, we have this back in history. We have in the seven church ages. The Roman Catholic Church through Constantine was able to seek the help of the church, for his election. And from that time, the church and the state have been having rapport together until finally the church and the state become one. And from there, the church could now use the power of the state to persecute those who do not agree or those who did not agree with his teachings, which that is Antichrist. His teachings that are anti-works. Praise be to God. Alright. And when the Antichrist spirit went forth, it was a spirit. Then it became what? Now, watch this seal. When the spirit went forth, it was Antichrist. Against the teaching of Christ. Alright. The next thing, what Christ set out for his church to do, it was against sin. Yes. What Christ said his church had to do was to preach against sin, against unrighteousness. Then they will come up and say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean it. That was for somebody else. Watering down the effect of the word. No wonder the Bible, Jesus Christ said, by your teaching, by your tradition, you made the word of God of none effect. Because you have put your private interpretation to this word to make the people not to obey the instructions of God. Fornication is nothing to them. Adultery is nothing to them. Because there's purgatory that they promised them. We are coming up. Money, the coming seeds. Because you will see, they were teaching things that were contrary to the world. And that was why he was able to get the believers who will not agree with him. That was back in the 100 years ago. Back yonder. That's that adding for us. No. this church was saying that what the commission Jesus gave to the church, that they should preach against sin, preach righteousness, holiness and purity. People must depart from sin, repent of their sins, and give their life to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit, preaching that they should repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Catholic Church came up with something else. It's only speaking in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's, they started it. And then the Protestant churches speak after them. You know what the Bible called Roman Catholic Church? War. And the Protestants who came out of her as a lot. Because they all are daughters. Because what they came out from, they carry along with them. Major doctrine that combined them together is that Trinity. Praise be to God. Then after a while, he was given a crown. Because you can't put a crown on a spirit's head. But when this spirit became incarnate in the second work of his dispensation of his mystic, yeah, the second work, he became a crown. He became crown. False prophet to the working of the Antichrist spirit. Now we see him there. Now he become that when he took that, then he is already. Satan controls the political powers of the world.
Because,
can we deny that? He told Jesus that the world is belongs to him. That he only give it to whosoever he wants to. So by that he was demanding worship from Jesus Christ. Every seat, political seat, whether governorship or local government or presidency, belongs to Satan. You must have to fulfill the requirement of a political party before you can be one of them. Before you can become a chairman of a local government or any political office, the higher you go, the worse it becomes. It is strange. America is number. Sorry, have we jumped that? All right, 276. Now he gets into a place till he's going to make a universal church power, taking religion's power. And do you not understand, brethren? This nation, United States, appear in the 13th chapter of Revelation. This little animal raised up like a lamb. As we said the other time, and it's got two horns, civil and ecclesiastical power. We said presently United States is using his civil power. That's why he's using that to fight for human rights, defending nations and the rest of it, thinking the police of the world and the rest of it, cautioning all these nations that are trying to develop nuclear weapons and all other things. They might have their ulterior motive, but they are carrying out, they are fulfilling the scripture. And there is no other nation that is in the scripture than US that can do that. But the ecclesiastic arm, the second horn, which the prophet interpret to be ecclesiastical power, the religious power, he is going to come to that manifestation when, in a short while now, when he is going to speak for the beast that was before him. He is going to give power to that image of the beast, and he is going to be the one to enforce it upon everybody. This U.S. that we see today.
All
right, let's move on. We are just taking it as Abraham is bringing them. I don't want to go to other references. I just want to limit us to the way Abraham brought them, so we can follow. Are you with me? And based on our, because of our time too. Yeah, it's, America is number 13. And a woman is strange. It appears even in the 13th chapter of Revelation. We started out in the 13 stripes in the flag. Yeah, everything 13. All the way down. Everything is woman. And it will finally end up that I predicted a woman will control her. Remember. How many years ago? Now I will ask you a question. Kamala Harris. What role did she play in the U.S.? Kamala Harris. What role did she play? She was vice president. And our prophet said it. And I saw a woman rise in America. To great power. She is either the president or vice president. And the prophet said, well, it might also be the Roman Catholic. Might be a church. Are you getting that? But in the political, we have seen that fulfilled. We also know it is in the religious, there is a Pope predicted to come from America and is there now. Our prophet predicted that. I mean, there was a prophecy. That's not prediction. There's a difference between prediction and prophecy. Prediction is when you look at the event, you say, okay, as these things are going, by this time, this thing should happen. But when it's not said the Lord, it's a different thing entirely. It is thus said the law, the woman either become a president or vice president. That has come to pass. There's no argument about that. And then the ecclesiastical part of it is coming there. That is when the world will truly know. Amen. Now the prophet said, now 280. Look, everybody realizes that Satan controls all political power of the world. That's according to Matthew chapter 4, when he was talking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Alright, we are moving close to the end now. Alright, let's just go this way and then we. And then he went just to the right place. Yeah, that's the Pope now. He never went to Israel. He went to Rome. Nicaea, Rome. The council was held. And they elected the head bishop. And then by doing that, they united church and stayed together. In Nicaea, Rome. Then he dropped his bow. Jumping from his white horse, he had a bow in his hand. Then, now, on the red horse, with the sword. You see? Then he dropped his bow. He got off his white horse. He got on his red horse. For he can kill anybody that don't agree with him. How? Now that the church and the state have united, which means whatever the state says, I mean whatever the church says is what the state does. It's like the church is the one ruling the red horse rider. Was given a grace sword that they should kill one another. the prophet said is in symbol. And the spirit of the Lord came to interpret the symbols to the prophet. He got on his white horse. He got on his red horse. For he can kill anybody that doesn't agree with him. There is your seal. Same fellow. Watch him ride on into eternity yonder. With it, see? Unite both his power together. The same thing they are trying to do right now. Same thing today. Now let me tell you, like I told you the other time, any tribe that want to control the, that is what these other people are trying to do, like I said the other time. Once they get to power, they control the army. Isn't it? They control the army. And then wherever they want the army to go, that's where they go. You will stand them, you are finished. Our prayer is that it will never happen in this nation. This church knew that for it to be able to execute its program, then there must be uniting with the state power. And then the church and the state married. And they became one. You remember the period of Inquisition? During that time, it was whatever the Roman Catholic Church said. There was a particular scientist by that time that told Roman Catholic Church, because by that time, the scientists in Roman Catholic Church believed that the East was where the West is. Or somewhere, whether in the North or somewhere, I can't remember precisely. Was it not Galileo or whatever? I can't remember the name of that scientist. Was the one that, by his scientific finding, found out that this is where East is. Yes, where the sun is coming from. It's the East. When he published it, the church called him. They called him before the Inquisition. They challenged him that he is wrong to have done that, to have challenged the decision of the church. That the church believes it is this way and it is like that. They killed him. They killed him because of that. That's not even a religious rep. They could do that because they have power with the state. Where will your right be? Who plead your right? When your enemy is the one that wedged the instrumentalities of the state, nobody could plead for him. They simply condemn him to death. Yes. Then what are you going to do? He formed his own religion. And now he can do whatever he wants to. Then he has the right to put to death whoever will not agree with him. That's exactly what he did too. And he did that just exactly. He did it to the true saints of the living God, who kept the word and wouldn't agree with him on his dogmas. He put them to death. 288. And you find that, when Saint Augustine of Hippo became a priest under the Roman Church, he had the opportunity. See, one time the Holy Spirit tried to come on him. He rejected it. How many knows that as teacher? So he rejected the Holy Spirit. The prophet said that exactly what the Protestant churches have done today. They have rejected the Holy Spirit. Yeah. He went back down to Hippo. That's Augustine. And he was the very one that signed that paper that had the revelation from God that it was all right and pleasing to God to put every person to death that didn't believe what the Roman Catholic Church The paper that he had, that had the revelation from God, claim me that is a revelation from God. Yeah. Look at that big lie. That anyone that will not agree with Roman Catholic Church must be killed. That's a revelation from God. That is the will of God. It is pleasing to God. Won't you see that a religion that is claiming that today? That once you don't agree with them, they kill you. Same spirit in another form. You see? Now listen, I'm quoting from the meteorology. Of Saint Augustine of Hippo until 1586 on the Roman meteorology. We're soon close. The Roman Catholic Church put 68 million Protestants to death.
68
million. Protestants.
I want to tackle you.
The believers in God. In the Dark Ages. During the period of his riding his horse. They were really, really killed. 68 million, Protestants today. Was he so red? Are you here? Was he really carrying a sword? With a red horse? Riding on a red horse? To kill. And this is a church that claimed to be of Jesus Christ. No wonder John marveled in Revelation chapter 17. He said, I marveled when I saw that beast. And John said, why are you marveled? Why are you surprised? Why are you marveled? This is the woman. What? It was a great surprise to
him.
And do you know of reason? That's about some years back. Roman Catholic Church came to come and apologize. They have been guilty of bloodshed. The prophet said it has not repented though. It's a lie. Is he going to do worse? As we continue. You see? Was it all right? Was he riding a red horse? What was it? The same power. The same rider. There is the seal. The prophet said they admit 68 million on the mythology. Besides all those put to death outside of that. Yes. Oh, mess. During the Dark Ages, there were millions fed to lions and slaughtered in every way because they wouldn't bow down to that Catholic dogma. You know that? Alright. Finally, we are close now. The prophet tried to read Revelation chapter 17, talking about what I've just talked about. How John
marveled.
Notice. That show they should kill one another. They should kill each other. That's the prophet is repeating the Bible text that we read. His bow had no arrows at first, but his great sword did. He done his killing later and changed from white horse to red horse. The same exactly devil. With his sword. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, they that take the sword will perish by it. Don't fight back. See? Jesus that night, when he said that to Peter, when Peter took his sword, he said, just do like he did. Just go ahead. Yeah. Now, remember, He had got a sword. He's going forth. A sword in his hand. Riding red horse. Wading through the blood of everybody that disagrees with him. Now, do you understand? How many understand what that seal is now?
All
right. Now, what did Jesus say? They that take the sword will perish by the sword. Is that right? All right. This rider and all his kingdom subjects that are slain down to the
age,
that has drawn all his sword of the
Matthias,
of the
saints,
will be slain by the sword of Jesus Christ when he
comes.
They that took the sword will be slain by the sword. The prophet is emphasizing that. They took the sword of dogma and antichrist and called them the real true worshippers.
All
them through the ages to millions. And when Christ comes with the sword, you know, it is word that proceeds out of his mouth. He will slay every enemy there is before him. Do you believe that? Alright. And our prophet wanted to read this part, but I will not read that. I will just read this place so that we can. I read that very important statement that the prophet made. 3:26.
Yeah.
Okay, let's read it from 3:24. For he had an ear, and the word is the same. That's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's the same. So notice not his name. His name is called the Word of God. He only knows one name. No other name. And the armies of heaven, which one in heaven, follow him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen. That's Revelation chapter 19. I didn't want to waste our time reading it. White and clean. The prophet said that's the righteousness of saints. Now watch. What did Jesus say? He that takes sword, all right, red horse rider, here is to where she's coming. He that takes the sword, you might have killed 68 million of them. You might have killed 68 million of them. Jesus Christ is the one talking here. That he has the sword in his mouth. Yes. He doesn't have it in his hands. And the sword is his word. So you might have killed 68 million of them that through these ages. Since then, maybe more. But Jesus said, he that takes the sword will perish by it. Watch. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. That's Hebrews chapter 4. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, cutting even to the marrow of the bone. Yes. And what does it? What does it? The word does. It is a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Right. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword.
Yes.
That with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God.
Yeah.
And he had on his vesture and on his thigh the name written. King of kings and Lord of lords. As the imposter against the word of God, and because they wouldn't agree, and this thing, Satan placed united the political power which he held and the spiritual powers which he held together and made a church that sweeps into every nation. Yeah, what is that nation? Roman Catholic. There is no nation that covers every nation. There is no church that covers every nation in the world apart from Roman Catholic.
Yes.
Which he led together. has swept every nation, and he has put million times millions. After he jumped up from his white horse onto his red horse, and he took his sword and went forth. And God said, with the same thing that he perverted or tried to, by a false teaching, that same war will rise in power, coming forth from the lips of Jesus Christ, and shall slay him and everything before him. Amen. Here is the second seal. You love him? Oh my, that is thus saith the Lord. That was the second seal. Praise be to God. If all these other revelations, ambitions, and everything has hit just exactly on the point, and how many know that? Raise your hand. We know, because we have heard, and we have read, and we are witnesses. Hundreds everywhere, everybody here, with their hands up. That's right. So shall this be. Remember, oh friend, come to the fountain that is filled with love. Come where sin has plumbed beneath the floor, lose all their guilty stains. Yes, come, believe on him. If you have never believed on him, don't take any chance. Don't. If there's anything in your life, friend, we are here. Something is fixing to happen. I don't know why. I don't know when. I know what is going to happen, but I don't know when it's going to happen. But it's bound to be, because he's revealing it right now. He doesn't do anything less. He makes it known. He must stay. Yes, yes, he makes it known first, and he promised that these things will come in the last days. And the seven churches, at the end of it, when the messenger has arrived, there it will be. It will be revealed. Those broken seeds will be revealed. And here they are. That's in the name of the Lord. Let's bow our heads. That is the end of the second seal. The Lord being our help. Did you hear the last call? Yes. After the prophet finished that, he said, this is thus saith the Lord. He said, come believing on him. If you have never believed, our children, our daughters, our boys, our brothers, sisters, brothers, if you have never believed on him the way you should, yes, come to him. The fountain is open.
Yeah,
to wash sinners as whiter than the snow. The word has gone forth. Receive the word into your heart. That the word might do the word of cleansing. Might do the word of purging. And the Spirit will quicken the same in you, giving you eternal life. Commit yourself to the Lord while I invite the evangelist who is standing here for pastor and associate to come and pray for us.
We have all heard. God meeting the needs of his children. God working in the life of his children. God sending deliverance to his people. God blessing his people. One thing is certain. These meetings will not go just like that. God is directing his word to his own children. The prophet was so nervous. He was so nervous. The prophet. Then he asked the people, how many of you are anxious to go home? People said, no. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your visitation again this evening unto us. Thank you for bringing us from far and near. Thank you very much, Lord, for your grace upon your servant. Thank you very much for laying these meetings in his heart at a time like this, that it's been a combined joint meetings together. Our brethren from Bakatari and we ourselves here, though it is midweek prayer meeting or midweek program, yet this place is what it is this evening. But we thank you very much for your presence in our midst. Thank you for your word that has gone forth. This glorious gospel in simplicity, yet in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, working in the hearts of your children, bringing deliverances, setting the captives free, bringing salvation to souls, bringing conviction upon sinners, turning backsliders unto you, refilling those who have been filled, and put expectations out of your children for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, a regeneration in the hearts of your people. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, your word is healing your people. Thank you, our Father. Lord, your word is bringing deliverance. Help us at this hour in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what is the need in the life of every individual. Lord Jesus, the prayer is that, Lord, when you are blessing your people, do not pass me by. Father God in heaven, we believe the desires of the hearts of your children is being granted unto them. Almighty and ever-living Father, we pray thee, O Lord our God, may you walk upon every heart. Send, O Lord our God, the Holy Spirit, to direct your word into the appropriate hearts of every soul that is present here, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father and our God, may these things not go over our heads, O Lord. Jehovah Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will not pass any of us by, O Lord. Father God in heaven, and may this word of God not pass over us, O Lord. Have your way in the lives of your children, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God of glory, may your word heal the sick in the soul, heal the sick in the body. Father God in heaven, may the captives go free, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, our Father. Lord God Almighty, if there be anyone here present this evening who have not yet met, O Lord our God, your requirement, may you help them, O Lord our God. May they not leave this place, Heavenly Father, without not making, O Lord, a great decision from the depth of the heart, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, we thank you. We know, O Lord our God, it is your plan. And, O Lord, nothing can defeat your plan. Help us, our Father. May the grace of God come to be upon your servant. Help him, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen him, O Lord. Strengthen the interpreter, Lord. Father God, we pray that the anointing that has gone forth, Heavenly Father, bringing your word of life unto us, O Lord. Father, may your word mix with faith in the heart of each and every one, Lord. grant it in the name of Jesus. Those who are listening online, not allowing anything to distract their attention. Lord, may your blessings, oh Lord, be the portion of every one of us, oh Lord.
Amen.
Grant it, oh Father, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, the sick and the afflicted, may you touch them, oh Lord,
amen,
both in the soul, both in the body, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, help us as we leave this place, oh Lord, may we come to meditate upon your word, pondering over it, Heavenly Father, realizing it is the truth of the Almighty God, because thus said the Lord, can never fail. It has never failed before. Your prophet said, this is the second seal. It is thus said the Lord, help us, our Father. It is this, O Lord our God, divine mystery, revealed truth, O Lord, that shall prepare, O Lord our God, the heart of the elect. Lord Jesus, help us, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, have your way, Master.
Amen.
Blessed be your wonderful name. May we not go home, O Lord, and sleep over it, or eat over it, or talk it over it, O Lord, or wash it over our hands, O Lord. May we let it have its effect in our lives, O Lord.
Man.
Grant it, Heavenly Father. May it change, O Lord, our attitude, O Lord, towards your word, towards our service, Heavenly Father. More consecrated and dedicated life of service. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your wonderful name. By whichever means you are going home, by public transport, trekking home, O Lord, to far distances, going back home, O Lord, in our private cars, may you meet the needs of your people.
Amen.
May your protections be over every soul, O Lord.
Amen.
May no evil whatsoever befall anyone, Lord. Take us home safely, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Prepare us, O Lord, our God, for the Friday service. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Once more, Lord, help us to pray up and to pray true.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Hallelujah.
Maybe the center of our discussion, nothing else, oh Lord our God, that matters this time, oh Lord our God. Father God, may we forget about every other thing, Heavenly Father. Lord, help us to concentrate on your word.
Amen.
May we never deviate from it to the right or to the left, oh Lord.
Amen.
May we meditate upon it day and night, oh Lord. Making our way prosperous, Heavenly Father, then giving us good success in this Christian journey.
Amen.
Let it be so, Father. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Once more, Lord, strengthen your servant. Prepare me, O Lord our God, for the service ahead, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, church. Our time is not taking. How many knows that? God help us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, visitors, Reverend Afolayan Abiodun.
Reverend Afolayan Abiodun, and your wife, Afolayan
Abiodun. God bless you, sir. Brother Ebenezer Andrew. Mr. Michael Adedayo.
Gwenny Michael Adedayo.
Mr. Emmanuel Omobo.
Gwenny Emmanuel Omobo.
You please recognize, let's recognize you. You please stand up on your feet. God bless you, you're welcome. And then Brother Bemini Dashaulu. God bless you, you're welcome. I believe God ministered unto you
for blessing
this evening.
Yeah,
God laid these services in the heart of his children, special meetings concerning the teachings on the revealed seven seals. God bless you. It's a prayer. God bless you. Shall we rise up on our feet? I think it's hymn 204. Let me try and see. Must Jesus bear the cross alone? Please, how many knows it? Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world grow free? Oh. Must Jesus bear the cross alone? Song leaders, please. 89. Thank you, brother.
Bless.
From 89. Have you enjoyed the service? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's keep on praying for the servant of God for more grace and more strength. Until we meet again on Friday. God blesses be our portion. Come to remember our pastor in prayer. Recently in Sapele. And brother Samuel Fagweson. In Ekpuma. After tonight's service at Ekpuma, he's going to have services again. Three services Sunday school, then main service morning and evening. On Sunday. Then we finish with them next week, Wednesday. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for let us forget brother Pastor Samuel Peter Oladejo's invitation tomorrow for the memory of his father and mother. I'm sorry I will not be there because I have an appointment at Adeoye Hospital tomorrow. God bless you. Upon the grace